Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? This your boy, Emax the Image Man, and I just want to say hello to you. 646-478-0944, that's the number to call in tonight and speak your mind, pretty much, you know what I'm saying? You can also log on to blogtalkradio.com, and once that page comes up, click music, or excuse me, first you want to click live, because we are live on the air right now, and then once you click live, you click music, and then you should see my old pudgy face, you know, right there on the first page. Just scroll down till you see your boy Emax the Image. Y'all know what it is, man. It's Hood Talk Radio, and there's a whole lot of shit going on in the hood that we really just need to, you know, get a handle on. Of course, you know, it's without having to talk about it, we just going to run down a couple of topics that we're going to get into today. Of course, all of these police officers, okay, getting away with murder and shit like that. And they basically slapping us in the face right now because they're doing what? They're putting a couple of these officers on trial, and you know, one of them just happened to be out here in Cleveland. So we're gonna get into that conversation tonight and offer some, you know, views and opinions if you feel like talking. Okay, I appreciate everybody that listens online, but if you feel like talking, you can just dial that number, 646-478-0944. Press that one if you want to talk. If you just listen, and you know what I'm saying, you don't have to do anything. You can also just log on and listen to the live broadcast via the internet. Just want to put a little shout out there to everybody that does listen online. Shout out to everybody in Michigan, Detroit to be exact, Mississippi. Had a couple of people call us last week after the show, basically posted on my Facebook page, let us show we'll be listening more. So I appreciate that love too, especially, you know, and all y'all out there that click that play button on my Facebook page once the show is over, which is cool. It's cool, you know what I mean, all that join us stuff. We love all that attention. You know, on Monday nights we got Al Porter Jr. Man in the Street, and on Friday and Saturday nights is Hood Tunes Radio. And speaking of that, this weekend Friday is New Music Friday, so if you got some music, you don't have to be from Cleveland. You can be a signed artist as long as it's a downloadable mixtape song or something like that. It don't got to be clean either. Y'all can send it to us and we'll play it for free. We don't charge people for this service, and your participation is welcome. You can call the show anytime you want. As long as we're in the air, you can talk about whatever it is you're feeling. B-Buzz Baseball is taking off. We had an interview with some of the people that are in charge of that particular function, B-Buzz Baseball League. If you want some information about that, just go to B-Buzz Baseball League on Facebook. Google it in Cleveland, It's a major movement going on in the Lee, Harvard, Lee Miles area, but it's open to, you know, all the kids in our community. You know what I'm saying? Supposed to be some prominent people that's, you know, helping that page and, you know, that sports endeavor for the kids, man. Give them something to do. Because they're just basically getting in fucking trouble. You know what I mean? I had to whap my son upside the head the other day because for whatever reason, this motherfucker thought it was okay to go and play in somebody else's hallway. You know what I'm saying? I don't get that. That's a different-ass motherfucking mindset. All right, but the mindset tonight is what the fuck is going on in the hood, man? We're going to take a trip through my hood. We're going to take a trip to some places around the city of Cleveland, Ohio, and talk about some of the shit that's been going on in those areas. All right? All right, well, what we're going to do first is we're going to let y'all listen to a song right quick while we get everything, our notes and all that shit together in order. And I will be right back. This is 187 Shots, the remix by Sheriff Kilroy. Hood Talk Radio, we'll be right back.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union President is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up and flipping the This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up and Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison and system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. It's all the pigs in my city losers look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on off top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We watching this season, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig ever did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beat?
Where's the beat?
Yes. 646-478-0944. You know what I'm saying? Back to Hood Talk Radio, man. Let's take a trip. All right. A few weeks ago, you know what I'm saying, the city council addressed some of the issues with the potholes that we having around this city, and I must say that I'm not impressed. But at least they're better than, you know what I'm saying, what they start out as, because this shit will still fuck your car up. Main roads, certain side streets, all right, all over the fucking city, east side, west side. They tried to focus on the more prominent areas of the city that had pothole issues, which they call their priorities. You know what I'm saying? It's never amazed me, or ceases to amaze me, how the political arena in our city is still favorable. Let's just use that word. They act like, you know, in the hood and shit, our concerns really don't matter. Yeah, we'll get to y'all when we get a chance. That's a general consensus of how they treat black in the poor neighborhoods around the city. I just want y'all to understand that, of course, you know, they're going to publicize the issues from the black communities and the black neighborhoods and this and that and the other. But the truth of the matter is that even you white motherfuckers is going through the same shit in y'all neighborhoods. You know what I mean? I know some white people, and I have a couple white associates that you go to their house and this is a fucking crater right at the end of their driveway. It ain't shit they could do except, you know, try and come out without tearing up their shit. Now, it's funny that with all this redistricting that went on in the city a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, that we are not starting to feel the effects of that. And when I say the effects of it, local political figures from one area of the city representing other areas of the city and vice versa. Theirs are here and ours over there. So that's kind of telling me that there's going to be a smaller government. They sneaking that shit in on us. They're making one motherfucker in charge of a larger scale of the communities as they got them spread out across the city. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of the constituents in these neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying, ain't too happy with the elected official that is now overseeing the affairs of their community, i.e. Streets and, you know, parks and recreations and safety forces and all of that shit. I'm laughing because they call it the police and safety force. That shit is crazy. But I tell y'all what, man, you know, what the fuck? I mean, can you say that it's better to have them motherfuckers than not? You know what I'm saying? So I guess it would all depend on anything or what type of interaction you or your family or somebody you know have had with our, you know, security forces in this area. The communitarianism effect is starting to kick in. The rule of law, right? We got into a big thing. Well, I can't say it was a big thing, but it kind of pissed me off today that I was trying to explain some things to some of the people that, you know, at work, and they were still thinking on those 200-year-old actions that have proven themselves to be outdated. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to interacting with the police. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all think that, okay, you got to be white in order to do some of these things and this and that other. And yeah, it's true. But lately we've been getting a lot of videos of the police smashing heads of, you know, white people too. So y'all motherfuckers better come on and get down. Like I told y'all, y'all was going to have to get down anyway. If you don't know what I'm talking about, and be brave enough to go and look up on the internet, Google it if you will, a video series called The Big Head Scientist. Now, y'all know how to spell that shit, okay? Just type Google, The Big Head Scientist, and you just might see something about Yakub and the interterrestrials, which, you know what I'm saying, we never ever hear about it unless it's on some type of conspiracy theory radio or TV or some shit on YouTube that we all pull up from time to time. A lot of us are bored, you know what I'm saying, and so we do a lot of surfing. How about taking your motherfucking surfboard and parking that bitch on the beach when you find a good wave, ride it. Mm-hmm. You just might learn something. It might teach you a few things that'll change your mind about a few things in your life and how you interact and go along your daily walks. It's always good to watch informative shows. We can't always entertain ourselves, but it's always good to entertain ourselves because, according to the scientists, laughter shit like that helps to improve, you know, your bodily functions. Because when you upbeat, of course, your body is upbeat, you know what I'm saying? You ain't no stressing on your heart and all that shit. So try to think more healthy. Try to think better and be positive about so many other things in your life. Just a PSA from your boy, E-Max. But this rule of law thing. Okay, the issue is, why are they killing so many black people? Now, of course, you got the new one, I believe, that just went down in South Carolina where a dude got pulled over for a busted taillight, and the police chased his ass through the motherfucking woods, bing bong. And I suppose, according to the video, some other people saw something, and I saw some things, and it just seems like the information is scattered. So only a few people get to see a little bit of this. A few people got to see a part of that, but it's all one video. So it made it seem like, oh, my goodness, you know, so many different fucking things happen within a few seconds. You know what I'm saying? And that's usually how it go down. But dude was pulled over for a busted tail light or whatever. All right. Somehow they ended up from the street to the middle of a fucking park or something like that that they was in, and the cop apparently tased the dude, and he went to snatch the prongs out of his body and took off running, and the fucking cop shot him in the back, shot at him eight times, but five bullets hit him. Okay, oh, okay, he missed three times. Okay, so, but the dude died, you know what I'm saying, laying right there. So what's funny is that when the officer went back, he picked up the taser and then turned around. And as the other officers was walking up, he, you know, quickly threw the taser down next to the man on the ground. Excuse me. But the important thing to note is that after this motherfucker was laying on the ground dead, what did the cop do? He still put that motherfucker in handcuffs. All right? Now, I want y'all to understand, this is just the way I talk. When I say motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I'm not calling the person anybody, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking ass could have fell out the motherfucking window from 13 floors up, and I'd have been like, that motherfucker shouldn't have been sitting in the motherfucking window. So y'all got to understand where I'm coming from, all right? It's just me. So this is how I express myself. Now, I just want to be, I want to say thanks to, you know, all the executive producers of, you know, the people that provide the opportunity for me to run my own network, and I can, you know, bring to the table whatever it is that we feel is pertinent to us in our community. No, I'm not a politician. I'm not I can't say I'm not an activist, because I believe in bringing awareness to everyone about everything. Like the word racism, motherfuckers don't know what that means. And I've seen super rich motherfuckers who act like they don't know what it means, but they'll dumb themselves down so to appear like they're in tune with what's going on in the street when they actually not. You know what I'm saying? So don't put on no fake ass faces for me. I am from the hood, you know what I'm saying? I ain't into that stupid robbery and all that motherfucking shit. The stereotypes I want to put on all of us black men, yes, we have fallen, but we get back up. Some of y'all Christian motherfuckers, you love that song. We fall down, but we get up. You know what I'm saying? For a saint, it's just a sinner who fell down. You know, that all of that shit, man, come on. You know, a saint. A saint is just a sinner. All right, well, that's another type of conversation you motherfuckers have, but y'all understand where I'm going with this. You know what I mean? You don't have to let nobody put no titles, none of that shit on you to change your idea of who you are. All right? So, okay, back to this handcuffing dead man. One of the things that we have to understand as human beings is that our rights are constantly being violated. And it's being violated by those who don't give a fuck about keeping their mouth closed, okay, and shutting the fuck up so they can keep getting their fucking paychecks. Yes, their sister's going to be fucked up. Yeah, their uncle's going to be fucked up, and their grandma's pretty much not getting the medical care that she wants because the agenda has given ultimatums to everyone that's in any type of position that might make a difference in the lives of the masses. Okay, because it's all about control. The agenda has always wanted control, and everything they've done it to get control. All right? And when I say that shit, the laws have been changing. A lot of things that's going on within our community, within the hood, as we say. All right? We don't own it, but we live in it, so we believe it's ours. So we call it what we feel is to be called the fucking hood, all right? And we are the crash test dummies. I wish we would all understand that shit, because everything that they try to implement, they always take that shit to the bottom. And then the information does not trickle down, it goes up. This is how they know, okay? This is how they know how and when and what to put where. From the sagging jeans to the ugly-ass clothes to the super tight fucking leather tight pants in the summer on dudes. I mean, the fuck? Niggas wearing colors in their hair because that dude Future colored his hair. Now niggas think that shit is cool. You know, it's feminine. Women liking dudes that like pink socks and pink shoes, they think that shit is okay for a man. And, you know, I haven't seen it yet, but it's a terrible homosexual type agenda going on in our communities, and they pushing it. What can you say? But dude was laying on the ground dead. Cops still walked over after he threw the taser on the ground and then proceeded to handcuff the man, even though He had just got hit with 5 of 8 bullets fired at him by a 9 Glock or whatever that is, 40 Glock, whatever, that the police use now. So he not only tased the man, but when the probes weren't sufficient enough, then bullets became the answer. And, of course, you know, it was no more questions needed. Okay, so now we sitting here on speculation because everybody that saw the video knows this motherfucker finna go down. They know the motherfucker finna go down. Well, let's not clap our hands like we done done something. They done had this man's family, just like Michael Brown. All right, everybody was out there. They had their hands all together. Oh, you know, we want to thank whoever it was that made that videotape. For putting it out there, because now we can see justice. It ain't about no goddamn justice, y'all. Let me tell you what the fuck it's about. We do not know the rules of engagement. They have changed. And the reason why we don't know the rules of fucking engagement, man, is because these motherfuckers don't want us to know. We have supposed to know how to interact with the police and what constitutes resisting. I guarantee you half the motherfuckers that they've been killed already would not have been killed. Tim and Melissa out here in Cleveland, they got hit up. Their car, 137 rounds was fired at them, okay, from Cleveland police. 137 shots, all right? Now, as tragic as it is, and rest in peace to both of you, they did not understand the rules of engagement. Michael Brown, all right, from Missouri, rest in peace to you. And all of the other people that got killed, all the way down to the last one that we heard about, some of us heard about out here in Cleveland, an old man, old veteran, 77 years old, just had heart surgery. You know what I'm saying? Went and held himself up at home, and nobody had heard from him or anything after he got out of the hospital. But when the police kicked the door in, he raised his gun up, and they shot his ass dead. Okay? Two things at play here. You know, the man was fucking with fate, number one. And number two, he did not understand the rules of engagement. Now, he might have just been one of them old asshole motherfuckers that wanted to stay home and not be bothered with nobody, just get out the fucking hospital, not realizing that somebody had to be there to take care of this man until he was able to do any fucking thing, like, you know, cut his grass or wash his own fucking dishes. Because I don't know too many people, black people, white people for that matter, in their 70s or in their 80s, if they ain't millionaires on TV or some shit like that, that's really doing too much of anything outside of walking or cutting their own grass or some shit like that. Being great-grandpa, great-grandma, you know what I'm saying, brother, father, sister, mother, father, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But they killed the old man, and one of the reasons, it's sad to say, is because he did not understand or stand under the rules of engagement. They have changed the policies on resisting arrest. I know you what you used to knowing. I know what you're thinking and how it used to be, but that's not the way it is anymore, okay? It's not like that at all. So what you need to do is get your ass in them books, okay? And you look up the revised code in your community, in your state, in your city, in your county. And you look up the resisting laws. And you see how just from the time your little kids started school to the age they are now, I guarantee you it's been at least 7 years that they've taken and pancaked the whole legal system right before our very motherfucking eyes. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you one. God forbid you get pulled over by a motherfucking cop, and the first thing you say is, why you pulled me over? Do not let it be that the motherfucking cop walk up on your ass and you say, what the fuck you pulled me over for? Why the hell you pulled me over? What the fuck did I do? Fuck with me because I'm black or whatever. Ooh. All right? that's resisting arrest. But there's a level, okay? You want to be disrespectful and this, that, and the other, and all of that bullshit, and you didn't raise the level, okay? We try not to escalate the situation to the point where the cop won't pull his gun out and fire at you. You already got an idiot standing over here on the other side of the car, okay? And he ready to pop at your ass, too. Because just like they know, we have really no trust for our security forces. They are looking at you like you're the enemy now. Because you don't trust me, then you're the enemy. So if I got my gun on you and I'm asking your ass not to do something or to do something, and you do the opposite of that, I am trained to see that as potential resisting, which is heightening my alert level as an officer. And now I got to damn near do what I'm afraid I have to do. And I'm not afraid to do it, but this is the last recourse. Mr. Civilian, have exhausted all of my levels of restraint because your motherfucking ass don't understand what resisting arrest is. So if I got to shoot your motherfucking ass because you take off running, I'm well within my motherfucking legal rights. It may not be a moral decision, but as legally, I can shoot your ass. And if you have to fucking die in order for me to effect my arrest, then so be it. I am covered by the law. And if you don't fucking believe what I'm telling your ass right now, go back and look at every motherfucker that they done put on the news being killed, black, white, purple, green. It didn't start with Trayvon. We got Trayvon all over the motherfucking place. But at the same time, look at all those motherfucking police-involved shootings and how many times the cops got off. Black people, white people, shot the man dead, shot the man dead, shot the man dead. That's what they do. And that's because it's easier to kill a motherfucker and say your side of the story that you was in the right. Dead man can't talk. So it ain't nobody but they family members to say you was wrong. All right? The law has to say whether you're wrong or you're right. And most of the time, these motherfuckers hide behind their badges. So when they do shit, how come any of the black cops stepped up and said, we tired of all you motherfuckers killing all these black kids? Tell me that. Why ain't none of you motherfuckers stepped up? Because you don't want to lose your job, okay? You're still willing to take care of the master's property. You understand me? Diversity has many meanings, okay? But the main meaning that diversity is used for, okay, is diversion. You know what diverse is? You don't know what diversion is. All right, look that word up. I'm telling you now, man, we are living in the time of the letter of the law. And so it is prevalent in our neighborhoods, man, especially in the hood, because we are the testing ground. They culling the motherfucking sheep, man. They culling the motherfucking sheep. It's your boy E-Max, man. We go listen to the song right quick. Big Legs, Hood Talk Radio.
Get it in, can have a little light skin, a brown skin, she can be. at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you. This is what it is. Won't you try to turn around? I'm handling my business. I'ma get you. Girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well,
yeah.
I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend.
Girlfriend, girlfriend.
Well, I'm in the club.
Indeed, indeed. 646-478-0944. That was Big Legs by your boy Emax Image. Just a single, you know what I'm saying? You can catch that on Reverb Nation. You can download it for free. You know what I'm saying? I have fun with that. All right, but just a little side note, I'm sitting here watching the Supreme Court of Ohio from March 25th. And they actually talking about a whole lot, okay? We got Maureen O'Connell is the Chief Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court. And one of the arguments is the juvenile sex law unconstitutional. But it's a lot of shit they talking about. They got about four or five different topics like, you know, we do. But we here to talk to you, so. You know what I'm saying? Holla at us. We'll be here at 10:30, and then after that, you know, I'm out. Got a question for you motherfuckers. If two gay men call each other in the middle of the night for, you know, a hookup, is that a booty call? I just had to ask. But I can't stand you motherfuckers. Y'all fucking with nature. You gotta put that shit up in a motherfucker face. Even you gay ass women out there, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? It's been going on for eons. It's been going on for eons. But you know, this is to the point now, he just got to shove this shit down our motherfucker faces. Those that don't get down like that, we really don't appreciate it or not. And speaking for us all, sorry, You know what I'm saying? If you run the government, sorry. If you head most of the motherfucking corporations, I'm sorry. If your gay ass, you know, sit on the Supreme Court and you decide because a motherfucker don't like faggots that you need to do life in jail for breaking a pencil. Fucking, you know, what can you say? You know what I mean? I mean, it's just as offensive as somebody calling a black person a nigger or a white person a hunky or a Puerto Rican a spick or a wet baggage, like Italians, you know what I'm saying, gook or whatever, Chinese motherfuckers. Everybody got something that they don't like about somebody. And it's really, it's not about what you look like, it's what you act like. You got black people that don't like nobody that ain't black because they associate slavery with all white people. And I like to put the word ignorance on motherfuckers because ignorance don't have no skin color, okay? Ignorance does not have a skin color. White supremacy does, okay? Black consciousness does. Okay, but black supremacy does, white supremacy does. What's funny is that the Mexicans don't even like black people. Ain't that some shit? And some of y'all are darker than us. It's funny. We got blacks in Germany. We got blacks in Ireland, in Russia, okay, in Japan. Hello, got blacks in America. Most of us was born in this bitch, man. I don't know too many black people that know about slavery and this and that other and still came to this motherfucker. And now you stuck because America isn't been pancaked now. It's not a country anymore, idiots. And I don't know how many years now I've been telling y'all that we are a corporation. Countries have kings and queens and princes and sirs and esquires and madams and, you know, dukes and all of them motherfucking duchess, not companies. Companies have presidents, okay? You got security forces. The bigger the company, the bigger the security force, man. You know what I mean? So what we need to do is think about a whole lot of shit. A lot of people always say, well, damn, man, with all that shit, you know, why the fuck ain't you rich yet? I figured it because at this point in my life, man, I'm only one person, you know what I'm saying? If it was a motherfucking million of me's out there, then hell no, we wouldn't be going nowhere. And then my name ain't Lil Wayne or Kanye or Common, you know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers ain't going to tell you the shit I'm telling you because they like keeping the millions in, and they didn't sign contracts and shit that say they cannot give a fuck about what's going on with their poor-ass cousin around the corner. And if they do, they can't say it out loud. Now, you know if you're a motherfucking millionaire and you gave one of your motherfucking cousins about 40, 50 grand to get his life together, he going to tell everybody in the world what you did for him. Man, my cousin, you true-ass motherfucker. That motherfucker hit platinum, nigga. He bought me and my mama house, man. But he actually bought his favorite auntie a motherfucking house, and you just happen to be her son. And it all trickles down. I'm saying, but you got to be careful with that, because if Mother Nature didn't want your ass to be a millionaire, and you wouldn't be a millionaire. And I really would like to stress that so much that Mother Nature don't have a color. You know what I mean? We got to be able to stand up and throw punches back at the bully that keeps spitting in our face. All right? I said that I was going to stop using the word they. All right? And I am. I'm going to stop using the word they because they alludes to people that we don't know. Well, they want to do this and they want to do that. It's a broad statement. Who is or who are they? You know what I mean? So we'll say another word from now on. When y'all hear me, I ain't giving up all my secrets, but y'all will hear it. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to look deep down inside of yourself sometimes. And I use myself as an example because there's a lot of shit that I talk about. And so I use the words that I speak to you to transform and to form and reform my life from the way I think to how I look at things. And I apologize, but I still get pissed off because some of you motherfuckers would rather give a fuck about some stupid shit than really what we need to be giving a fuck about. Somebody posted on, shared on my page a saying, a broke nigga's last concern should be some pussy. And I totally motherfucking agree. So I like it. Because if you ain't got no motherfucking money, if you ain't got no motherfucking job, I don't know why the fuck you running around this motherfucker chasing bitches down, trying to get some pussy. The difference, trying to find some help and get some motherfucking pussy, man. Big difference. You know what I mean? Y'all got to stop all this motherfucking hounding and shit. They trying to depopulate the planet, but they telling you it's because there's too many motherfucking people on the earth, but it's not. Okay? If it was too many motherfucking people on the planet, all the streets and all of that shit would be, what? Where are all these motherfuckers at? Because there's a million of goddamn abandoned houses in the hood. I swear it is. Where the fuck is all these damn extra people that they talking about? Come on with that bullshit, y'all. Stop being led. First thing you need to do is try to figure out what the rules of engagement are when it comes to resisting arrest. Now, you got to figure out how to keep these motherfuckers from legally killing your ass. Fuck morals, because morals and democracy is a thing of the past. It's not about morals no more, idiot. Your preacher can sit up there and tell you all motherfucking day long about how you can depend on this and depend on that and put all your trust and your faith in a martyr. And you can look out your motherfucking window and be scared to go out your door sometimes. Cause we ain't scared of the motherfuckers in the neighborhood no more. It's the police. So if something happened in the hood, you better fucking handle that shit yourself and keep your mouth closed. Because if you call the motherfucking police, they just might kill your ass. Like they killed the man. They kicked his door in. They didn't think, well, maybe this old motherfucker came here. Maybe he in there dead. Or maybe he's just trying to heal stress-free from having heart surgery. But did they ask that question? No, they ain't asked that question. They just blazed up because he was sitting there with his gun. He was a fucking veteran. He might have been going crazy. He might have had a motherfucking, we got a hole up in this motherfucker until the shooting stops shit. Nobody asked no questions. They just went in there, oh, he got a gun, bop, 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 bop. And the agenda, the consensus is, after a certain age or at the point where you become useless to society, regardless of your age, they first thought is to let your ass die. So if you're wondering why most people, including rich people, when you have serve your purpose and have failed to show your influence in society, then you become a casualty of war. They would rather let your ass die or kill your ass, take care of you. That's one of the things that I think happened to that ignorant ass little boy that got that killed himself, basically. I forgot what state that was in, what city it was in, but he just, I think it was Texas. The motherfucker just had heart surgery. They gave him a new heart. And he was a fucking idiot. before his heart went dead on him, okay? They didn't want to give it to him because he's a young black motherfucker with a felony record, violent felonies. And, you know, his people begged, oh, then he get on TV, I ain't going to do the shit I was going to do no more. And what the fuck did he do when he get out the hospital? 2 weeks. This nigga putting up pistols, pictures of selfies with, you know, gang rappers and throwing up signs with pistols and shit. You know what I mean? On the internet. And then about 3 weeks later, this motherfucker went on a fucking rampage, man, killing people, kicking the doors in, beating the shit out, old lady, shot her, and then stole the car to get away from the police, crashed into a pole and killed this motherfucking self. This is what I mean when I say fucking with fate. All right, when you fucking with Mother Nature, when Mother Nature says it's your turn, okay, I need your DNA in the ground. All right? Don't fight that shit, man. If something happens to you and you can still work and you can still be a part of a contribution in society, now, this is not my opinion. This is just really, realistically speaking, from a medical standpoint, from the agenda standpoint, I'm just basically making you aware of some shit that you might not be aware of. So, I'm going to continue. If you have outlived your ability to contribute positively to society in any kind of way, have a positive impact or influence on society, we have saved your life. But if you're at that age where you can't work no more, and everything you doing now is just to enjoy your golden years. You done worked your 40 years at the plant. And you've been retired from the plant over 25 years now. And you still getting your pension and your disability and your retirement and all this and all of that. With the financial system the way it is now, they can't wait for you to die. So that they ain't got to worry about paying for your ass no more to enjoy your golden years. This is the way the agenda thinks. If you are a weakened element in society, we must eradicate you. This is the way the element has proposed to deal with what they consider the undesirables. They are already pushing the fact that border patrol and enforcement must be heightened. Because some of the people think that the influx of immigration, the immigrants and the kids that they having and bringing with them, the illegal aliens or whatever, are one of the causes of the overpopulation in this country. You know what I mean? So, one, they won't keep the black folks dying here. And they don't want to let nobody that's trying to cross the border from Mexico or any other country with dark-skinned people into this motherfucker. Now, unless you come from one of them rich-ass companies or rich-ass families or something from overseas, like Africa, if you black and you African, you just might have to say for the country's sake that you white because you wasn't born here. And that's something. Most foreigners, okay, most of the motherfuckers from England or most of the motherfuckers from, okay, let's just take a French man. He'll come to the United States to live. He's white. A Latino come to the United States and they're white. Okay? Indian come to the United States and they're white. All right? Arabs come to the United States and they're white. They have to say that they white, claim the white race. And it's not to make me a bigot or anything like that. Ha ha, threw one in there. Okay? But according to the what's the word I'm looking for? According to the what's prescribed from Yaqub, that's Y-A-K-U-B. Look it up if you don't know who that is. That's Yaqub. According to the letter that was prescribed by Yaqub, if after 16 generations of any race of people, you do not engraft back into the original race of people that's in the land, then your population growth will cease. It will stop until you have stopped producing. Now, I ain't trying to be funny, but there's a whole lot of studies out there that's been studying population growth, and I'm afraid to say that the white population hasn't grown. The white race hasn't grown too much since 2000. It's 15 years later, and y'all making other people that look like y'all say they're y'all because y'all ain't growing. The minority spectrum is spread out because, you know, there's only a handful of Irish, there's only a handful of Germans, there's only a handful of Ukrainians, and so on and so forth. And at this point, there's only a handful of white. So to preserve that, anybody that comes into this country that look like them has to claim white as their race on their papers. You don't believe me? Google that shit. Google it. There's some shit on YouTube about that. All right? I'm an African, but I look white. I'm an African, and I look like an Arab. Or I'm an African, and I look like an Indian or whatever. And it's funny because this is the name that they gave everybody. All right? This is your boy Max. We'll be back in a minute. I'm going to play this song and get back at you.
It's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. Then they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Hey back, music.
We're killing each other when in actuality we sisters and brothers. Truth is. Nothing is what it seems. Martin Luther had a dream and still remains to be seen. In my opinion, it's time to stop ignorance. Clear up the smoke from our opposing constituents. Check the complexion of the first 43. Were they all actually qualified to sit in the seat? See, Party keeps bringing a spiritual direction during a time such as this. Man, I counted a blessing. Thanks to Michael Bazin for all that you do. Trey Fine and Gina Six, just to name a few. Come on.
Black power. 646-478-0944. This is your boy Master Image, and we are back. That was Queen Nana with Black People on Cleveland Zone. We played a song a lot on Al Ford's show. You know, I just felt like it was a proper setting, proper place. You know what I'm saying? You throw the fist up, pump your fist like this. The power. We're going to do a show on Black Power because I want y'all to understand, excuse me, what the fuck Black Power is. I don't even think those that be shouting out white power know what white power is. Fucking idiots. You know what I'm saying? And I say that to say this. If your motherfucking ass got a way to do something, you got some power. If you can keep another motherfucker from having what he want, then you got some power. If you can't do that, shut the fuck up. Because you ain't doing nothing but what that agenda says is making noise. See, it's one thing to have a voice, but it's another thing to make noise. Voices are heard. Noise is quieted. Did y'all write that down? Okay, I just made that up. But it's the truth. If Black people had a voice, we would be heard.
Man.
Fuck what Dr. What's his name? Umar Johnson? That shit don't even go together. I don't give a fuck how many titles or how many degrees or how many movies he put out, how many colors the movies come in that he put out. He part of the fucking agenda. Alright? I don't care what y'all say. He ain't did nothing for Black folks. He trying to do something for himself. He wants his name to go down in history as the man who started all Black school for boys with an alternative curriculum. Because basically, you know what I'm saying, with the money that he made from his movies, he should be taking treks, historical treks all over the fucking world, getting some knowledge and sharing it with us instead of doing that shit and then charging us for it. You ain't helping us. Because you can know some things. You can know some shit. There's some fucking super intelligent motherfuckers, brainiacs. Super intelligent motherfuckers. Okay? And you'll never hear about them motherfuckers because they poor. They weren't chosen. Or they didn't apply themselves. Ain't no other excuse. If you apply yourself, then you can be chosen. All right? Put yourself and stop waiting. See, a lot of us have a fault. We wait. You're so what I'm smoking. We wait on somebody to save us. We wait on the Savior. We wait on what we believe is destined to happen if we just wait. Wait, I say. You know the rest. But then on the other hand, they tell you the Lord help those that help themselves. So what the fuck should you do? Should you help yourself or should you wait? What kind of shit is that? I help you if you help yourself. So wait on me to help you help yourself. Okay. All right. I'm going to leave that up to the preachers because they can explain that shit better than anybody. It just don't make no fucking sense. Get up off your ass. Take some of that intelligence and them brains and apply it to your life. Make a difference in your own life. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get in the wrong and we learn shit and we think that we're supposed to help enhance others' lives. But be the example is the message. When it tells your motherfucking ass with all your getting, get understanding. Get understanding. That don't mean you got to stand under nothing. All right? It should say get comprehension. Because understanding is exactly what it is. Do you stand under what I just said? When your mama and your father said, do you understand me? That means if I tell your ass to go sit the fuck down, go sit the fuck down. Because it go from go sit down, go sit your ass down, to didn't I tell you to go sit the fuck down somewhere? All right? All of y'all had that conversation, rich, poor, black, white, green, blue, grape, cherry. You all heard that shit. Go sit out. And vanilla. Especially the vanillas. They got backslapped. Because where the black people get it from? The slaves got it from the ones who showed it to them. We didn't beat our kids. But well, none of that shit. And what we have is the syndrome of slavery. We whoop our kids into what we believe is condition. Because we got whooped into a condition. Our parents got whooped into a condition. Their parents got whooped into a condition. It just handed down. When I say whooped into a condition, it means they had their own way of making you understand. When they wasn't playing, they wasn't playing. Whether they put their hands on you or not. I always blow up at my kids, but I just, sometimes you got to whip that ass, but I can't seem to put my hands on my kids. I beat my son up one time. He pissed me off, cussing his teacher out. But I've been trying to find other ways to discipline my children because, you know, we've always had bullying. But they making us raise our kids like marshmallows now. Oh, they can't fall down and cut themselves. Now you must be a bad parent because he scraped his knee. You know, you can kiss my motherfucking ass. If your kids is idiots and they doing backflips off the garage while you at work and somebody break their motherfucking leg, is that your fault? Or did the offspring of one of the idiots in your family happen to come out in this generation? That's how it happened. Great-great-great-grandpa was a fucking idiot. It skipped over a few generations. Uncle was an idiot, and it skipped over a couple generations. Now your son is an idiot, too. You trying to figure out how the fuck did that look? And y'all talking about eternal life. It's called reincarnation. You know what I mean? Reincarnation. You have to read those words to understand them. I'm not going to start it. I'm going to bring that shit to y'all asses on another day at another time. Today we going to discuss once again resisting arrest. I can't say this too many motherfucking times because it's starting to piss me off. It's not a fucking argument. I am only giving you some information that you, my friend, are supposed to research your motherfucking self. Me, I don't know how many of you other motherfuckers out there are you motherfucker down because you think you know something. I don't never say, goddamn, I know every motherfucking thing. But one thing I have done all my life is read the dictionary. One thing I do enjoy is reading a newspaper. One thing I love is words. One thing I love is language. I love history all of a sudden. As a kid, I did what I had to do to get through motherfucking school. I enjoyed school because it was a social activity, and I was able to do well because I was in good schools. That allowed me to exercise my brain, okay? They didn't try to teach me one and one is three. I was right when they said one and one is two. Nowadays, with this Common Core shit, these kids don't know what one and one is two. They don't understand critical thinking, and yet that's exactly what they're being taught. Most of the kids nowadays got problems with arithmetic and history and geography and all of that shit because that is not what they're learning. Science and arts, you know what I'm saying? Formulas, shit of that nature. We got hit with algebra and trigonometry and biology, you know, shop math and all of those things. I don't think these kids getting those. We got to figure out what Common Core is, people. And I say that every week on every show. Common Core is what they're teaching our kids now, and it's being forced upon our children. You just don't know. They ain't broadcasting this shit everywhere, but out here in Cleveland, they got issues with the kids who don't, whose parents don't want their kids learning some experimental educational curriculum or program. And if you look up the word program, it's going to fuck you up. That's what I say when I say you got to understand the language. Understand the language, what it says and what it means in the laws as according to resisting arrest, because there's most ignorant motherfuckers out here. Sorry, black folks, we part of that population. You dumbass white people, y'all part of that population. You dumbass Mexicans. See, they ain't broadcasting all them other races of people that's being shot down by the police because they just got to continually make examples out of what Darwin considered the darker race people. We're savages. And unfortunately, we live in a eugenics dominated. I don't know no other words. Just look up eugenics. E-U-G-E-N-I-C-S. Look up eugenics and you'll come up with Darwinism and all this and all that shit too. But we live in a real life experiment on living conditions, and they only pushing us down. Okay, they're putting their thumb on our neck right now. In a minute, they'll have their knees in our neck, and then all you white people will say, damn, it was a fucking lie all along. You know, so I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to let y'all decide for yourself if y'all want to stay, you know, the 3B, you know, bullshit, bullshit, and bullshit. If you want to be dumb, deaf, and blind, then you keep on living the way you're living. One day, Mr. White Man, a black man gonna move next door to your ass, and it ain't shit you can do. But you hate him because of the color of his skin. Okay? Don't worry. If you just keep on fucking your poor-ass wife, y'all gonna keep on having them blind hair, blue-eyed kids living in the same hood as these poor black people thinking you better. All right? All I'm going to say is power to the people, because the people is the ones that need to stick together. Our politicians are straight. We pay their bills for them by being stupid. We pay their bills for them by running through backyards and shit when we run it from the police, allowing them to shoot us now. The whole premise is to effect an arrest. Whatever they need to do. If you allow the situation to escalate to the point that they got to shoot your ass 8 times or shoot at you 8 times and only miss 3 until your life is over. How many times, people, do we got to see on the news and on the internet and on Instagram and every motherfucking where else, some motherfucker, mostly black, running through somebody's neighborhood, running through somewhere where it just happened to be somebody there with a camera to film the altercation. And 9 times out of 10, it ain't nobody there to film the shit. Because it's nighttime when a lot of these dumbass niggas running from the police go through the backyard. And then tomorrow morning the police will say, I caught up with the suspect in between this and that other, boom, boom, boom. See, these fat ass cops can't catch you, but they bullets can. That's why they fire so many. You know what I mean? Because the thought is, we getting these bitches for free. We ain't paying for these bullets, so we can use these motherfuckers as we see fit. So if I got to shoot this whole clip out to catch that motherfucker running from me because my legs can't, or if I got to shoot this motherfucker that's whooping my ass because my hands can't keep up, then that's what I have to do for two reasons: to effect an arrest or to detain a suspect. More information will be needed. So I have to do what I have to do. You have just escalated this into me shooting you for you to do what I say do. I watched the video of a motherfucker getting out of his car. The police told him, pull over. He pulled over, opened his door. The police told him to get back in this motherfucking car. This motherfucker turns around and reaches into his car. And the police shot his ass. Pop, pop. 2 fucking times. And the motherfucking cop fell on the ground and asked the cop, why the fuck is you, why you shoot me? He said, I told you to get back in the car. You went to reach for something. The motherfucker said, I was getting my license and insurance. He said, that ain't what I told you to do. Nothing happened to that motherfucking officer. You know why? And yes, it was a white cop and a black dude. And what happened? The dude lived, but he still got shot twice by a motherfucking cop. Why? Because he didn't follow the motherfucking instructions. He resisted the effect of an arrest. The whole thing is to arrest you. They don't want to just detain you. And we are, a lot of us black people, especially some of our, you know, saying my fellas, my niggas from the hood, you know how I go. You definitely want to take that ride. But I don't think you do. So figure out what the fuck the law says, man. Decipher that shit, break it down so that you can understand. If you have to interact with any of the security force officials, then you have to show them motherfuckers that you ain't ignorant. Fuck screaming out your rights, I know my rights and all of that shit. Yeah, you may know your rights, but do you know the law, motherfucker? We don't live in a democracy no more. We live in by the rule of the law. It's called rule of law. Look that shit up. Google it. That's all you got a motherfucking do. All right? It says business, man. That's all you got to do. Google it. So just a lot of information for y'all to think about. You know what I'm saying? You can't just live your life like nothing is going to happen or shit ain't going to come to you or anything of that nature when it just might. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to understand what's going on right now and how to live and how to survive. See, it ain't just surviving in the hood now. It's not just about surviving in the hood. All right, we got 9 minutes. So I'm going to play this song by your boy, E-Max. All right, I'm going to, I think... Well, I was going to play that song. That was my song, too. We'll play this one. Hope y'all enjoy. We'll be back in 4 minutes, 35 seconds. This is summertime. It's coming. Swipe a little bit of that Stevie Wonder Rocket Love, just added as a sample to the end of that Summertime track. But we got a little bit less than 5 minutes here in the show tonight, and I just want to thank everybody that tuned in. I hope that you was able to catch a few of those words and, you know what I'm saying, things that I asked you guys to look up, because, you know, for me, understanding and comprehending a lot of this shit that I never understood before has literally made a difference in my life. It made me a better person from the inside out, and I just keep not necessarily experimenting, but I have lost the fear of wondering what if. You know what I'm saying? At this point, I try to use not yet, almost, and I have. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying can't, no, you know, won't. It's just a little bit of trying to do instead of not do makes a big difference in your life, you know. It's going to take you some time to get it together. You ain't going to be able to do it overnight. It took me a few years to claim my spirituality and to chuck religion. I don't have a religion because I understand what religion is now. It's a control thing. And maybe one day you will too. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, tell nobody you need to change your life. You need to be this or you need to be that. Just make yourself aware. Listen to some of the shit. Pay attention to some of the shit you see, like the movie. You know, I like the little show. It's funny as hell, but Big Bang Theory, they don't have no black friends. The darkest friend they got is a little Indian dude. Okay, he's super smart. And then the other show that I started out liking, but they already playing reruns, is The Last Man on Earth. And it's funny that ain't no black people on that show either. All these little white people keep popping up though, but it ain't no black people popping up. We'll see if they, you know, change that amount. I'm so glad that bullshit-ass show Empire, it'll be back next year. And we're going to have to compete with the ratings for that one, too. But that's okay. You know, say, I throw my boxing gloves on. I'm still here. All right? So if you want to learn a few things, you know what I'm saying? I don't know everything. I ain't no doctor. Don't have a PhD or a master's degree. And after understanding about the financial aid system and all that shit, and, you know, doing a little bit of research, and well, a lot of research on the Federal Reserve banking system, I'm not sure if I want to go to college. I might invest in, you know, some type of short-term class that eventually I have to pay back. But, you know, a university, unless they're giving me a scholarship or a position to, you know, talk like I talk, then I don't see that happening. But I just want y'all to open your eyes, use your pineal gland or your pineal gland, however you say it. You know what I'm saying? Do not be a moon child or a lunatic. Ladies, y'all understand that the moon affects everything about us, okay? Every 28 days, you guys have a menstruation cycle. And believe it or not, that word is rooted in the word moon. All right? Check it out, man. We have, it's a lot of shit going on. Next week, we're going to talk about Sirius A and Sirius B, because a lot of motherfuckers don't understand the significance of it outside of it being in their cars, okay? I'm laughing at myself, too, because I didn't know that our sun rotates around Sirius. All right? And it takes 24,000 years. Mm-hmm. Tell me something. Tell me something. Do some research, motherfuckers, because I did, and I'm fucking. I said I wanted to learn something new, and the universe brought it to me, and guess what? I'm going to share it with you as I get it. That's how we do it right here on Hood Talk Radio. Join us. Call that damn line next week, man. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, E. Max the Image, and we are out of here. Peace.
Peace alone.